E.G. White to Burden, November 25, 1908, B-332-08. November 26, 1908, Sanitarium, California, November 25, 1908, Elder Burden, Loma Linda, California. Dear Brother Burden, Willie has permitted me to read your recent letter to him, in which you speak of Elder Andros's need of help, and suggest that Elder Healy be called to Los Angeles to unite with him. There are wise reasons why this would not be for the best interests of the work in Southern California Conference. Elder Healy has not the physical strength to fit him to carry large responsibilities. Moreover, in the past, his voice has sometimes been raised to counterwork moves that God has clearly indicated should be made. The Lord has in the Southern California Conference men who can be trained to fill responsible positions, and these men should be sought for. The work of the Lord must be carried forward intelligently. Clear, well-defined plans must be laid for the spread of our message. Men are needed who will manifest the spirit and the mind of Christ. He calls for men who are consecrated to Him, body, soul, and spirit, who will carry out His will in meekness and humility, respecting the counsels given by His Spirit. Let every man stand in his lot and place, looking to Christ as his guide and counselor, and yoking up with his brethren in service for the Master. Christ will instruct those who manifest a teachable spirit. Among those who heed his instruction, he will raise up men and women to act as his agents. But those who follow their own wisdom, fearing to walk in harmony with the revealed plans of the Lord, can be but a hindrance to the work he desires to be performed. You, Brother Burden, have seen how the Lord has wrought when men have not placed themselves directly in the way of the working of His plans. We are engaged in an important and an essential work. We must carry on an aggressive warfare. We are to stand for the true Protestant principles, for the policies of the papacy will edge their way into every place possible to prescribe liberty of conscience. Every eye must now be single to the glory of God. Those who have been seeking to undermine the confidence of our people in the testimonies that God has given for their benefit and in the leadings of Providence in our work will someday be revealed as having acted a part similar to that acted by Judas. Judas was tempted and tried, but not rising above his temptations and trials, he lost ground and finally went so far as to betray his Lord. Christ permitted him to go with the other disciples on their evangelistic tours, but he often manifested a spirit of superiority. He sought to exercise authority over his brethren. This spirit, unchecked and unrestrained, opened the way for the enemy to work upon his mind and heart, until at length he went so far as to betray his Lord and Savior with a treacherous kiss. There are today, among the professed people of God, some who are walking in the same path as did Judas. Unless they are converted, they will someday be numbered among the open enemies of God's work for this time. I will endeavor to write again when I have time and feel stronger. Ellen G. White.